meeting for August 12th, 2013 will come to order. Please turn off the silence electronic devices. Mr. Andre, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes? Councilmember Bushwa?
Here.
Councilmember Reshar?
Here.
Councilmember Andre?
Here.
Councilmember Nichols?
Here.
Attorney Costa?
Here.
Mayor Moore?
Here. Next is the approval of minutes of the special meeting of June 25th, 2013. Are there any corrections or do I hear a motion? Move Mr. Reshar. Second by Mr. Bushwa. Any discussion from council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Ayes have it. Next is approval of minutes of the regular meeting of July 8th, 2013. Are there any corrections in the minutes or do I hear a motion?
Move
Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second by Mr. Niesler. Is there any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Ayes have it. Next is Public Works. We received the bids. We received three bids for the sewer jetter, the majority of which will be paid for by the grant. And the low bidder was Covington Sales and Service Incorporated of Denham Springs. There were no exceptions on any of the three bids, so I recommend Covington Sales and Service for purchase of the sewer jetter. Do I hear a motion or is there any discussion?
Move.
Mr. Andre, second on Mr. Richard. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Any questions, comments? All right. All hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. Ayes have it. Next is planning and zoning. Consider variance for Kurt Mancuso, 755 Menzel Street, side setback from 10 feet to 4 feet. This item was favorably recommended by the Planning Commission. It was also discussed at last week's committee meetings. With that, I'll turn it over to council for consideration. Mr. Richard?
Second.
Second, Mr. Niesler. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments or questions from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. The ayes have it. Next item is considered a variance request, Michael and Lisa Wares, 2630 Live Oak Drive, side setback from 10 feet to 2 feet. And sketching the package, it was reported out favorably by the Planning Commission. It was discussed at last week's meeting. And in addition to that, there was an email that I produced after meeting with the neighbor. And apparently there is a an agreement that the zoning, I mean, there's no opposition to the variance if there are two stipulations, one of them being a 24-inch gap between the property lines and the concreted surface, and also a gutter be put on the thing to prevent water from flowing off the roof into the neighbor. And with that, I'll turn it over to the council for consideration.
That's agreeable by both parties.
That's agreeable by both parties. I have it in writing, and they're both here, so if either thinks otherwise, they can speak up.
So the property line to concrete will be 2 feet with a gutter.
Yep. Right. The property line has drained both of the houses in the yards, like we talked about last week. I'm sure you remember.
Mm-hmm.
And so my concern was the water, because it'll build up, and my yard is lower than Mike's. He turtled back here. He's got more dirt. And so my concern is water. I don't want to flood, because we've got buildings back there, and I don't really want to flood. And I don't think we'll have problems if we're directing the water to the back. And this is not little thunderstorms or summer showers or whatever. You know, it's like we had that gully washer 18 months ago or 2 years when Antonio was flooding, you know, and everybody was jumping and hollering. It's that kind of thing. Or if we have a hurricane, we have lots of water over a long period of time. And so I would like that 2-foot because it'll provide drainage for his, on his side, for his yard, and that all the, and the construction of the cement pad between the building and the driveway. That's another 20 or 30 feet that's going to be cemented and coming in on that property line. And that's what all of this was about. And the getting the water to the back, I think, would help when we have lots of rain, when we have a lot of water. And like I said, it wouldn't make any difference in a little summer storm or a thunderstorm or whatever like we usually have in summer. But when we have lots of water, I'd like to take care of it. And the north end, the backside of those lots, we're on the north side of Live Oak. They're both fairly low, and they drain into that pasture back there by, I can't think of his name.
Oscar Dillon.
Yeah. Anyhow, it meanders back, and he has a canal down the middle of his property. And so I assume it meanders back there, falls into the canal, and gets carried off. We've never had problems in 30 years. I would like to keep it like that. And that's the reason for these two items that I would like included with the building permit. So everything is included in one ball of wax. I give him the variance, and he gives me the flood control that I think we may need one day. Hopefully not, but.
So the main part is y'all come to a mutual agreement.
Yeah.
And that's always a good outcome.
That's correct.
Yeah, you know, that's a credit to the type of people we got in Brule, so that's good.
I move we accept it with these two agreed on stipulations.
Okay.
A second.
And second by Ms. Bourgeois. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments or questions from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you. Consider final plat of Orleans West Subdivision Phase 3. As discussed last week, we have a punch list, and today was court, and it was kind of hectic otherwise, and I didn't get to go over the punch list with Wayne, but I think got some fees to pay, but other than that, I think we're done with the punch list. With one exception, we have the outstanding discussion about repairing that median. I met with a guy named Milton, was his last name, with DSLD, and he has committed to repairing it. His landscape will do basically whatever we want. The issue is that's going to be work going on out there for a long time, you know, another year or two for sure. And so we came up with an idea of maybe putting fence posts around it, and I'm waiting for feedback from the homeowners association to see what they think about the idea. So what I think is the best thing to do is just have Mr. Milton provide for me in writing that they will be repairing that area, and basically we'll get it done between now and they don't expect to be out there purchasing. They've already purchased the second filing, and I'm sure that if things continue like they are, they'll probably do the third filing too. So I believe it's the best course of action. I think holding the final plat out as a ransom is if we have on a punch list, and we get something in writing from somebody else, then we should be okay. So I recommend we approve it with on the condition that we complete the punch list provided to the to Sean and Fishburne.
Fairburn.
Not Fishburne. We got a Fishburne lives in Brule. You don't want to be called that. All right. That's all I have. I recommend it. Discussion from the council.
So we're ready.
Well, if y'all
move. Move that we accept it.
All right. Move on, Ms. Bourgeois.
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Yes, ma'am.
You said DSLD.
Yeah.
Does DAG or whatever the other one was have anything to do with it anymore?
Well, they are the people that are actually getting this final plat for the third phase. They're the ones who are actually getting it. DSLD's bought the first two phases, and it seems like their vendors are the primary reason why people are rolling over this section and damaging it. these trucks that come in with very long tractors, trailers, with, typically it's either with bricks or with sod or something like that. They can't make the turn, so they cross over this thing and they made some indentations there. And the guy with DSLD said that even though it's not really them, because they just ordered the stuff, that they want to make sure that they don't want to leave a mark out there that's not correct, so they want to fix it. They just want to know what we want to do to fix it. Like, Joey Norman wants to do is put these posts, the same kind of posts that we have around the oak tree, the old oak tree, and it'll provide a, it won't stop an 18-wheel if it really wants to roll over it, but it'll provide a barrier so that it makes it more difficult to do. And also mulch all the inside of it like we do the oak tree to preserve the tree, frankly, have roots, you know, help the root system out. But, you know, there's always an opinion on aesthetics and all that. So we haven't completely reached an agreement exactly what we're going to do. But the DSLD guy, who's one of their upper ranking guys, said that they're going to do whatever they got to do to make it right. They just want to know what we want to do. And they want to plant flowers if we want. They'll do pretty much anything we want. So I think just get a statement from them that they're going to repair it to our satisfaction will be fine. And when you get to that point, we'll be good. That's what I think.
Anything we do now will be torn up.
Yeah, that's, you know, and he's also, he called his vendors and told them from now on, if they have a long trailer, they have to either deliver it with a shorter trailer or unload it at a loading area that we pointed them to that they can unload and come and bring it back there in smaller quantities to try to prevent running over this median. Because it's, you know, if we fix it now, it won't do any good if people keep rolling over it. So it's a way the thing is designed with those oak trees right in the front. You can't really make the turn. You know, if you got a big bed, long bed, you can't make the turn. You cannot. They have to roll over that median. So we have to get them to deliver with smaller trucks, smaller beds, smaller trailers.
Well, I just hope after everything is said and done, after the year or two or whenever they're done, is that it gets back to what it used to look like.
Yeah.
I rode down there, the road is terrible, it's being torn up.
No, it's getting worse every day. And they just a third of the way through construction of the houses. So they got all those concrete trucks yet to run on there. It's going to be ugly.
If we overlaid it now, it would be torn back
That's
up.
Right. That's right.
I signed the authorization, I'm going to say Friday, maybe, no, Thursday, to put asphalt in those patches out there. So they're going to be asphalted as soon as the contractor gets out there. We finally found somebody. So we're still, do we have a motion in a second yet? We do. Okay. Any further discussion from council? Mm-hmm. Any comments from audience? Any more comments from audience? Hearing none, let's take a roll call vote.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Nissan?
Yes.
Okay. I have nothing on finance that I'm aware of, nothing on personnel that I'm aware of, nothing recreation that I'm aware of, nothing police committee that I'm aware of. Governmental Affairs Committee, consider home for landmark plaques at 1651 Eileen Street. Is it up there?
The picture on the left shows this house as it looked probably around 1920. The house probably dates to the late 1800s, and we know that this family, Dan and Ada Lejeune family and their children, lived in this house probably from the early 1900s till about 1930 when they moved to Front Rowley. And after they left, one of the people who lived in this house subsequently with Mr. Valre LeRae, who was a Bruin native, who his career was working as a guard at a prison in Texas. And when he came back to Bruin, he lived in the house, and he was one of the men who sat at the oak tree. And Shane, your grandmother, wrote that poem about the old man and the man that whittled. He was the man that whittled at the oak tree. And then after Mr. Valre, Leslie Prejean in Utah lived in it. And then their daughter, Susie and Randy Henry, lived in it. Joe and Catherine Tingle owned the property. So So the house looks quite different today from the way it looked originally. It was probably just the two rooms in the front and two rooms in the back originally. It's been closed in. It even looks different from the way that looks on the right, but it is over 50 years old.
What wind reception in that house?
Historic event happened there.
Historic event, two crazy homes, man.
So the Landmark and Heritage Commission recommended that house.
You make a motion then?
Yes, a little.
Second, Mr. Andre. Any comments, any further discussion from council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Consideration of vetoed ordinance, there are none. Hearing and final action on ordinance, there are none. Introduction of ordinance, I'm not aware of any. Resolutions and commendations, declare the 2007 Crown Victoria and other items as surplus and set minimum price per the attached. We're recommending $850 minimum for the car. It'll be, hopefully it'll be sold at the state auction. And the other two, I'd say what, fax machine, a dollar, and the curtains, a dollar. How's that? Y'all want to go up?
I'm with you.
The good news is if they don't sell, we are allowed to destroy them. If they don't sell, we're allowed to destroy them. That's the most important thing. All right. That's a resolution we discussed at last week's meeting, so do I hear a motion?
I'm going to do that.
Second, Mr. Richard. Any comments from discussion from, is anybody out there want a good Crown Victoria, first of all? A really good Crown Victoria? No?
We might throw in a fax machine.
You can put the curtains on the back bump and flap in the wind.
Lock, stock, and barrel.
Yeah, whatever. Okay, all right. Well, motion and second. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Resolution number 7 of 2013, authorizing mayor to enter into a cooperative endeavor with Veterans Parish, West Veterans Parish in regards to fire protection sub-districts. Probably the less I say about this, the better, because this is, if I won't say anything.
I move.
Move by Mr. Neisler.
Second.
Second by Mr. Richard. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments on, y'all know what this is about? All right.
You're going to ask us and you're not going to say anything?
There's controversy on it now?
No, it's just the origin of it comes from the illustrious fire chief in Port Allen. He found a comma out of place or something. Whatever.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to do it and I'm going to grit my teeth and do it. It's useless, but anyway. All right. Have a motion and a second. Any comments from, any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. All right. Resolution number 8, for Sergeant Lloyd Kersey. This is for those who weren't here last week. Sergeant Kersey has served in several theaters all over the world, and his father wrote me a long description of all of his accomplishments and all, and asked if the town would be willing to do something for him, and I thought it would be a good idea if we did a resolution thanking him on behalf of the people of the town. So we drafted this thing up and discussed it last week, so turned over to council.
I move
on, Ms. Boudoir. Second, Mr. Andre. Any further discussion from the council? Any from the audience? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. The ayes have it. Department reports, fire department chief.
Calls for the month of July. First aid calls in the town, we had 6. Outside the town, we had 16. Fire calls in the town, we had none. Outside the town, we had none. Had a false alarm, 1. 2 grass fires, 1 electrical arcing, and an investigation fire was out upon arrival. Gotten called out and was put out before we got there. Motor vehicle crashes was one. Mutual aid to Addis with one mobile home on farm. For the month, we had 29, and for the year, we had 220. While I have the floor, you have any questions?
No.
I want to make this part of my report to recognize Assistant Chief Kenny Hunt, who is now the LSFA, Louisiana State Farmers Association, president for the remainder of 2013, and all the way till July of 2014. His Highness.
That's right. His B Highness. Highness. Police Department. Don't quote me on that.
For the month of July, we had five crashes. We executed three bench warrants, one in Brule, two in Ward 3. We had two alarms, one business and one resident. We had four traffic arrests, 20 miscellaneous calls. Total calls was 39. Total citations was 291. Total violations was 348. We had one signal, 20. Four complaints, fireworks, July 4th. Four-wheeler on Orleans Quarter, we had two calls. Two disturbances by barking dog. One of them was on Alene, I know for sure. We had two unlocked vehicles. Unwanted subjects removed. Miscellaneous medical calls, attempted fraud, and one suspicious person.
Suspicious person?
That's all we had, was one suspicious person. Any questions or comments?
Thank you, Dave.
And you got a standing ovation from the teachers when you went. But the bus drivers, I mean, the bus drivers all like you, right? All right, correspondence, we got a nice thank you card from Addie Crochet, Rick, thanking the town for having the water district reception. It was rather nice, Ms. Bruford did a nice job on that, and the staff. And of course, we have my monthly Cox registered mail that I got. In an effort to maximize bandwidth for the greatest benefit of customers, Cox is removing C-SPAN from the bandwidth intensive analog service. Just want to make y'all aware of that.
Do we have to pay for that? They're removed?
Unfortunately, fortunately, I guess, there's no additional charge this time. But we don't know yet. Okay, Mayor's report, I cut it down. The Alene Street Culverts project, as I said last week, is they've done the surveying now, and they're supposed to come see us early next week and go over the plans, but we're ready to get started. I'm thinking they'll be started pretty soon. We've got plenty of work to do before we get to the front, where there's a couple of people still we hadn't caught up with them. I don't think they're against it, we just hadn't caught up with them. Capital outlay, the last time I reported to y'all, the capital outlay had made it through the bond commission. When I talked to the project, our third project manager in like 6 months, and he seems to think that we can, we're very close to being able to go out for bids. We wanted the impression that he had to review the drawings, which is a very lengthy thing to do. He said he really doesn't review the drawings. What he reviews is the bid forms and the things that are administrative as it relates to the project. So Tom Holden, our architect, is going to provide all that to him along with a set of drawings. And he seemed to indicate, even though he there's a caveat because he hadn't looked at the whole job, that we may be pretty close to going out for bids. So that's more on that as it develops. I'm not promising anything. Ms. Bourgeois, Mr. Niesler, and I all attended the grand opening for Mickey D's. Some of us got free hamburgers, some of us didn't. But I ate them in the presence of the owner, so it's okay. I attended a Keep West Baton Rouge Parish Clean meeting, which was held in here, which they're doing a lot more behind the scenes than what you might think they are, and there's a lot of improvements that are going on, so I think they're doing a great job. The board is very active. I'm not one of the active members, they just invited me because it was here, but it's doing a good job, and I think we're making more progress. Ms. Bourgeois, I think you participated in that.
Litter count.
A litter count. And apparently it's better now than it was a year ago, so that's a good sign, so. I had other things, but that's all I had. So remarks of personal privilege, anyone? Yes, sir.
Last Thursday, about 3 o'clock, we had a trailer fire right behind Legends, and I want to comment on the Boone Police Department, which was Gil Bannon, doing some security work for us to help us keep traffic out of the way, they did a great job there. We actually had a West Baton Rouge Parish deputy doing the same thing. Addis Fire Department was called in because of the heat of the day and the heat of the fire to help in putting this thing out, but I also want to comment on my whole department, because we got in there, we knocked it out fairly quickly. When a trailer catches fire, you have not a whole lot left when it burns. We did manage to save one room out of the whole trailer, and for us, that's a big victory. So I want to comment on my entire fire department for doing what they did.
Thank you. Hey, somebody else had the hand up.
We were saying about drainage, any more about something?
Oh, no, they still hadn't gotten back with me.
I know they're doing work on the parish canal, they got the drag on.
Yeah, they've been doing that for us.
Work with that long boom track of it as well.
No, what Bob's talking about is I contacted Phoebe Berthelot two weeks ago, and I said we need to go to the next step, because we got the surveying done, and then I called Butch Ploche and told him the same thing. I said, we need to get together, and I'm trying to get them to go to the next step, you know, and so I'm pushing on them, but sometimes, you know, they're busy. Anybody else? Yes, ma'am.
One thing, we received notification about recertification as a tree city, and we do have a new flag, and this is the 9th year that we've been named Tree City. This is mostly administrative work that Patricia Godet takes care of every year, so we have her to thank for keeping those records and sending in the information.
Okay, good, thank you. Rosa?
Jeff Travassos is scheduled for his training, so that'd be, we'd be at 100% training.
Great. Good. And when is that, soon, in a weekend?
In October, I think.
Oh.
It's October, Dan?
It's good. We have a September. Yeah. Schedule
training.
Okay. Anybody else?
You want to mention what we had to cut the road back here that we weren't intending to do that on the little subdivision?
Well, yeah, on LeBove, they were supposed to tie what's that? What's the name of the subdivision?
Plantation.
Stonewall Plantation. Yeah, to tie Stonewall into our sewer system. They were going to bore under the road, under LeBove, to tie in, but when they got down there, there's nothing but just sand and water, just like we experienced when we did our Brule Oaks. So they ended up having to cut the road open to tie it in, and then they backfilled it and all. So didn't want to tear up a brand new road, but it couldn't be helped. It just, everything just caved in. So that's just one of those things you have to do when you build something. It's all fixed now, and they're gonna let it sit like that for a while, and people roll over it, and then put asphalt there when it's but the state, I'm gonna tell you, the highway, the DOTD is very cooperative in those kind of things. They furnish the material, and they're gonna come out there, and they're gonna, you know, overlay it, and it's pretty good. They're very helpful. All right, announcements. Town hall will be closed September 2nd for Labor Day. Town Hall, Town of Brule Committee meetings will be on the 3rd of September instead of Monday on Tuesday. And the changes in the recycling collection days, Front Brule is on Tuesday, Back Brule is on Wednesday. That's for recycling only, recycling. And the other night I was at the parish council meeting, and I should have been able to figure this out myself, but they were saying the reason they did that, I didn't know there was a reason, was because there's a lot of people with driveways that only accommodate one car, and if they on Thursday they put out both of their cans, it took up too much space for them to be able to put them out. So this was to accommodate so you could put out your recycling can on one day and your garbage can on another day. So I didn't know there was that logical reason for it, but there is, so that should help. The issue is going to be trying to train everybody. Anyway, do I hear motion adjourned?
Well, before you adjourn.
Well, I'm finishing remarks.
Well, yeah, but you passed me up.
No, I
didn't. You didn't say there were any other remarks of personal privilege, and I had another remark.
I told y'all she was a troublemaker.
Okay, would the council like to go back to item number 15?
I just have one question.
Yeah, what you got?
Who owns that property where, and I know it's not Peanut Leroy, but where all those little trailers are?
That's the Bulldog and his brothers.
Well, have you ever looked at that grass back there?
Yes, I have.
And have you ever addressed that grass back there?
I'll do it tomorrow.
Thank you.
For your information, somebody called Wayne today, I think it was, about putting a trailer in there. So hopefully there's going to be a trailer. I say hopefully. It looks like there's going to be a trailer to replace it.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now I'm done.
Yeah. Well, it wouldn't break my heart if you talked to Bulldog and him about closing that whole thing down.
I know.
That would not break my heart. We've talked about it many times. Can't make him do it. All right. Is it okay with your adjournment?
Yeah, Rosa.
Okay, all right. Move by Ms. Andre, second by Ms. Richard, all in favor, say aye. Opposed, nay.
Thank you, Mr. Rosa.
Hey, let us get out.